Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can call in, talk about whatever you want on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live takes the rules of talk radio and tosses them right out the window. In talk radio, we're told, you aren't interesting. You aren't a broadcast professional.
You are not a special snowflake.
You are not a snowflake. You are not a unique snowflake. Free Talk Live, we believe that we are such good broadcast professionals that we can take you, the untrained, and make you good enough. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. So you can give us a call at 855-453. That's F-R-E-E or 3733. So 855-450-FREE. Or you can call us on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. We got some calls. Let's take Daniel calling in from Tennessee. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
Speak up, Daniel, if you would, please.
I was looking to be a radio talk show host when I grow up. What?
You'd like to be a radio talk show host when you grow up?
Yeah.
The projection is important for you, sir.
Sorry.
You got to throw it right out there. Go ahead.
Yeah. What type of degree would go good with becoming one?
I don't recommend a degree for radio talk show host.
You can start right now, in fact. Start your own podcast. It's really easy to do that. There's lots of great videos about how to do a podcast on YouTube for free that you can watch. There are guides to podcasting. Or just listen to your favorite podcasts and try to kind of copy what they do and take the best elements from each one and put them together.
Daniel, it's really difficult to predict the future. It's really difficult to know what the radio landscape's going to look like. And I don't know, how old are you, sir?
13.
It's difficult to know what the radio landscape is going to look like in 10 years. I suspect radio stations will still be broadcasting, and I suspect people will be talking on them, and I suspect they'll be getting paid for that. I think that the best, what Stephanie said here is probably the best thing that you can do to prepare yourself for that. When you're 16 years old, you might go to the local radio stations in your town.
Yeah, I've been podcasting for 3 years.
Yeah, you tell them, I've been podcasting for 3 years. What I'd like to do, it shows commitment on your part. It shows that you care, and this is really what you want to do. And you start doing promotions. This is a job that Ian started out in, and I found so many people in this industry have started in. You know, you go to car lots or something with the local radio station, you pass out bumper stickers and pizza, and it gives you experience inside the radio industry while you're still doing your podcast and maintaining and growing your audience of people that you know, like your unique style of broadcast, and at that point, you're well on your way. It's far less costly than college, and you'll do so much more. Now, I'm not saying college is a terrible idea. I think college is great for getting an education.
Would there be anything they'd be looking for in addition to going to a local radio station, doing some internship, like a bachelor's degree or what?
No, I don't think that any radio station is going to look at a degree that you've got as far as doing internships.
Daniel, do you want to be on the radio or do you want to just have a show?
On the radio.
Okay. Yeah, so I think Mark's advice is great. And another thing is you're going to make some connections, I guess, if you work at a radio station. And a lot of it is about having somebody who can say, yeah, I know Daniel, and he's got a great show. I really like it. Someone who's been in radio for a while and who can kind of be an advocate for you. And that's true in a lot of businesses, right? It's kind of about who you know as well as what you know, right?
Right. And one thing that I'd be concerned with if I had a radio station and I turned it over, because one thing you've got, Daniel, that's unique that other people don't have is you have youth. There are people broadcasting right now on the radio that are 16 years old. So that is a really unique thing.
Yeah, what was that kid who had a radio show? I mean, he's not really a kid. He's a young man. But it was a 15-year-old.
I don't remember.
Who has a radio show, and he got in trouble recently because he said something about he said some conservative propaganda, like, you know, about gay marriage or something.
Whatever the case may be, it's a really unique thing. The only thing I'd be concerned with if I wanted to put you on the radio is, can you fill the amount of hours that I've given to you?
And the with best, entertaining with, content.
Well, that's a second thing. The first thing I want to know is that you'll continue talking. And the way that I know that is that you've done a podcast. The way that I know you're entertaining is that you've strung a bunch of podcasts together and you've gotten an audience over time. Because as you continue to do them, people will continue to find it. You put it on your Facebook page, and over time, as long as you stick with it, you'll get what you want. If it's truly your dream, you'll stick with it.
Well, what type of podcast should I do?
Well, you got to talk about things that are interesting to you. You've got to figure out those things that are important to you, whatever they might be.
I would say that might be the only reason that you might want to pursue a degree, and it can be in whatever you're interested in. If you like art or history, get a degree in history, and then you can podcast about history. You know,
you'll pardon me that I don't know the toys or anything like that right now, but I'll bet you could do a video, a video vlog on YouTube about whatever sort of, you know, brands of toys. These
are
huge.
You could do a podcast about video games.
Yeah, video games.
If you're interested in that. Go ahead. Sorry, Daniel.
All right, thank you. I have to go now.
Okay, Daniel, we've talked him into the dirt. Thanks, Daniel. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Nathan. I don't want to take this call. On Skype. Nathan, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Skype.
There you go.
Do I sound good?
Yes.
Actually, I was curious, Mark. Did you know about your ability to talk and be entertaining when you started FTL?
Well, I think I did. I'm vain, so I really do really believe I play this the shtick of being a super genius, but I think I'm funny. I may or may not be, but I think you have to have this certain level of hubris in order to just get behind one of these microphones. You've got to believe that people want to listen to you.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, that's the first step. But I used to have a friend of mine. He was on some of the first Free Talk Lives. His name's Eric. And we would go on these road trips. And we'd just pretend like we were on the radio doing a morning show, and we just keep going and keep going because you couldn't let the air sit dead. And so I sort of practiced previously.
You're taking the Molyneux approach of just talking in your car until you somehow get a show.
That's how he started out,
and I thought it was brilliant. It's a brilliant way to do a podcast. This guy did his podcast on the way to work. He had a 40-minute drive or whatever it was, and he would just talk in his car.
All right, but now he doesn't know how to be quiet.
What do you think? A guy who talked in his car on the way to work, he didn't know how to be quiet from the beginning.
Well, maybe Daniel can do his podcast on the bus on the way to school when he's talking on the school bus or something.
Right.
So I had this story I wanted to share with you. It's another chapter, shall we say, from the Peaks of Shala. And this one, I think, is
Rose Wilder, was it?
Rose Wilder Lane. Okay. And it's her story of her journeys in the peaks of Albania.
All right.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was the bumper music coming on.
You let me do the broadcasting, pal.
Okay, Roger. So, but she's in these rugged, picturesque mountains in Albania, and they come across. She has a translator, and she and the translator come across two men on the road. And since they're armed, she jumps in front of them and shouts, "Long life to you!" Because apparently, if there's a woman around, you can't do the tribal killing stuff or something. So they talk to them, and it turns out one of them is from the Shoshi tribe, and he's been exiled from his tribe. And the reason he was exiled from his tribe is that he killed someone over a dispute about irrigation. Apparently someone had quarreled and killed this man's brother, and then he had retaliated and killed that person. With me so far?
Yep.
So the chief of the tribe called a council and then deplored this killing and condemned the murderer to pay 2,000, I guess, kronen or whatever the currency is in that region.
Okay.
And I think you'll like the reason he cites.
The reason the chief cites?
No, the reason this man cites for not taking the money.
Okay. I want to hear it. Just hold the line if you would, please. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition. or on Skype at lrn.fm. That's the username.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
It's Free Talk Live. Show you can take control of. Give us a call. Talk about what is on your mind. Real quick, I want to tell you about blockchain.info. Blockchain.info is It really, it's the premier Bitcoin wallet out there. You've heard about Bitcoins. You want to know how to get, you know, how to possess Bitcoins. One of the two things you need, besides having Bitcoins, you need to have a wallet in which to keep those Bitcoins. And you can go get the best wallet for free at blockchain.info. They've got an app for Android, and they actually have a web interface for iPhone, since iPhone has gotten rid of every Bitcoin app for whatever reason they've decided to do such a thing. Blockchain actually has a workaround for you. So they never possess any Bitcoins. Even though they'll hold your Bitcoins for you, they never possess them because the encryption's done in your browser. You have control of your Bitcoins. That way, blockchain never does. You don't have to worry about them going out of business because you can get your private key downloaded right there on their website. This is the best way to have access to your Bitcoins anywhere. And it's really great because not only do you have them on your computer and makes it easy to do online shopping and things like that, but you've got it on your, you can have it on your cell phone. I just sent Stephanie some Bitcoins. She has a little QR code that she has on a keychain.
Mm-hmm.
It's got her name on it, a QR code, and I sent some.
Just like a stripper. I have a little tag that I can carry around.
Well, I try to keep private what we do during the breaks. Blockchain.info for that free online wallet. Let's go back to Nathan, calling in from Skype, he says. So, Nathan, you're telling us about this book where apparently this is a true story.
It's a travelogue.
A travelogue, okay. This guy, I guess he's gotten kicked out of his tribe because he was he killed a person over a dispute on irrigation. Is that right?
His brother was killed over a dispute, and he killed his brother's killer.
Gotcha.
And now he's exiled.
Okay.
So you have to keep in mind the setting of this. It's sort of it's these long mountain vistas with golden rocks in the distance and, you know, waves of purple and green forest and all that. So it's it's a deceivingly picturesque kind of locale. You wouldn't think that there's tribes that, you know, have to fight each other if they encounter each other in the mountains, but so it would seem. So what this man is saying is that he is from the Shoshi tribe, and since the chief has basically after he killed the man who killed his brother, he became an outcast or an outlaw from the tribe, and this is because the chief of the tribe had declared that instead of eye for an eye, instead he should be paid 2,000 kronen, or whatever the currency is at the time.
So who's going to get paid the 2,000 kronen?
This individual, the Shoshi man, because he... because his brother was killed by someone. He's avenging his brother is what's
okay.
going on.
So he's supposed to get 2,000 kronen.
Yes, but he rejects the decision and instead decides to kill this man. And his reasoning is...
I see.
And his reasoning is, well, look, the ancient law of Lek. Lek is kind of like a Moses in this area. He said a bunch of stuff about justice and law. So,
okay.
Apparently, because he said that is the law laid down by Lek, and who are these, I think he says, he puts it very poetically, who are the men of these young centuries to defy this ancient law, and what is this money going to do for me anyway? It won't buy my brother's blood back, so I returned it and left the tribe.
Here's what I'm trying to understand is what is the timeline on who kills whom when? So this somebody kills his brother over dispute on irrigation. Then the tribal council, claims that that's a bad, that's a bad kill, and that the person who did the killing owes this man, his brother, 2,000 kronen. This
exactly.
man, the brother, says, I don't want your 2,000 kronen. So then he goes and kills the dude and leads the tribe. Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened.
Okay, great.
And interestingly, apparently, if Rose Wilder Lane was not there, they would have had to do battle because they're not allowed, for two reasons, actually. They're not allowed to do battle in the presence of women. And secondly, this man is under the protection of a different tribe. So if they tried to take vengeance on him, they would have violated the hospitality of that other tribe. So I think this story illustrates a couple of interesting points. The first one is that even in these kind of so-called primitive societies, it's not like these issues that libertarians like to debate all the time. It's always an eye for an eye. It's not like in the modern legal system, it's always, prison or paying some kind of debt or whatever. People disagree about these things.
Yeah.
And you know, in a very visceral way. You know, this man says, you know, I lost my brother, and the tribe expects me to do this. And the second aspect I thought was interesting was this law of the tribe aspect, where basically they said that if the tribal elders have to meet and then they decide justice, and anyone who breaks the agreement on justice has to be hunted down and killed. So that's why technically he's not being hunted down for killing this man. He's being hunted down for violating the verdict of the tribe.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's what it would be. So the tribe is after him? I mean, they have like a posse together looking for him or something?
Well, they have to exact justice upon him if they meet him, which they have, but since the author is present, they're not going to do that.
So the author was actually traveling with the tribe with whom this man had a dispute?
No, she was traveling with a tribe, I think, that was in conflict with the Shoshi man's tribe. So they would have just tried to go at him anyway. And she said, but he's an exile from his tribe. And they said, well, we're not going to stop to ask that.
Well, they got quite a system there. And how can these places even exist with each other constantly in a state of war like that? I mean, do they trade things back and forth? I mean, their rule is we see some guy from another tribe and there's no woman around, so we stick him in the face with a knife. I mean, what a crazy, terrible system these people have.
No, I think it's the opposite, that rather that these tribes have these rules that you wouldn't necessarily expect. Like, you know, people have this image of, I guess, like savage tribes living in squalor with just, you know, lawlessness. But in fact, it's a complex legal system that's, you know, she even remarks on how frustrating it is. Your complex legal rules are even worse than mine, or something like this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it sounds like if you're male and you meet another male while traveling, that you must do battle. Is that
if they're an outlaw.
If they're an outlaw. Okay. How are you going to know if a male is an outlaw?
I guess, well, all the members of his tribe know he's an outlaw. So if they meet him, then they will have to carry out the outlaw justice upon him. But it just so happened at this particular point in time, that tribe was also in conflict with the tribe of her companions.
I gotcha. All right. Well, I'm completely befuddled. Thank you so much for the call, Nathan. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Robert calling in from Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Guys.
Hey, what's going on? Yep, talk right into your phone if you would, please.
Brian and Stephanie, a question. They were talking the last hour. They were talking about, I think, Brian's podcast there. And they were talking. It sounded like to me like they were advocating, you know, that a fine for, you know, for a married couple to, you know, have a fling or something like that or I mean, am I hearing you correctly?
So the question is Robert, see what you can do about the audio there, because you need to talk right into your phone, but whether it's all right for married folks to have a fling on the side, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want, but actually the phone lines are pretty piled up. We'll try to get you in here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Real quick, BuzzBox Coffee. It's a great way to change the world one cup at a time. Free Talk Live's trying to come up with enough listeners who love coffee to join us in giving the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans financed by World Vision. Well, we're financing them. World Vision's putting them out there. Free Talk Live coffee drinkers can change lives forever. To get the best of the best coffee, it's organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica Gray, but most importantly, you're changing people's lives when you drink this coffee because you help us with these microloans. You go to coffee.freetalklive.com. The first pound is free. Just sign up for the subscription there. You pay the shipping on that first pound, but we'll give it to you free so you can try it out. It's and by the way, it is great coffee. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go quick as we can back here to Robert. Now, Robert, you had asked Stephanie and Brian here whether what they're saying is that it's just okay for married people to fool around. Is that right?
I heard.
Yeah, I don't think that was what I was saying anyway. I think monogamy doesn't necessarily work for everybody, but it's equally a problem if people make a monogamous commitment and then are kind of dishonestly fooling around on that. I don't think that works either. What about you, Brian?
I suppose if you went into some kind of contract saying, no, we are exclusive, we are, you know, you and me, then, okay, you know, you breached a contract if you did go off and sleep with someone else. I will say that, I mean, yeah, if you choose to be monogamous, it's what you choose. I will say, though, that the kind of the cultural idea that you are being, you know, that monogamy is the only type of relationship available, that's where I disagree.
Yeah, I think the ideal situation would be to be honest and upfront about it from the very beginning of the relationship, that we're, you know, we don't have to choose monogamy, right? It might be something that we could choose if we want to, but let's do this relationship on our own terms. That's what I would like.
Okay, so what you're saying is that you wouldn't want to go out of the realm. I'm trying to be as clean as I can. In other words, you wouldn't want to go sleep with somebody else.
Well, if that, it would depend on what my agreement was with my partner, right? Like, if we agree up front that we don't have to be monogamous with each other, then, yeah, like, we'll talk about it and maybe we can sleep with other people, right? But if we agree to be monogamous and then I just do it without telling my partner, then that's a problem.
Cheating.
Yeah, that's just cheating. That's not, like, the same thing that...
Okay.
I just wanted
to make sure I heard you correctly, that's all.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that.
Appreciate it, Robert. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Earl, calling in from upstate New York. Earl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey.
About the libertarians. I believe and hope that one day it will become a national party.
The Libertarian Party? It is a national party.
It's a national, third national party.
Well, they are the third largest national party. I mean, Gary Johnson got more than 1 million votes the last time around. He was hoping for 5 million, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, we need more than that. Because let me tell you, growing up here in upstate New York, I've heard before I became a teenager, our good Republicans saying, our taxes are too high, our budget is all out of whack, our poor grandchildren, this was back in the 60s, our poor grandchildren and grandchildren, and now they're saying the same thing again.
They've been saying it said it every election from now until from the time you were a kid till now.
Yeah, I'm actually from upstate New York, Earl, and yeah, I mean the lies just keep on coming, and they've been coming for a while. And New York is actually one of the rare states that, in recent history, I think it was in the 70s, actually had a governor that was a third party.
Oh, did they?
The Conservative Party.
No, our governor was Nelson Rockefeller.
Right, but there was a third party governor at one point recently in New York, if I'm not mistaken. So, but all the same, you're right.
After him.
Yeah.
You kind of wonder why the Republicans even show up to the state house in New York. I mean, they're outnumbered 2-1. They might as well just say we vote no, and we're going to stay home.
Because our problem is the Democrats from New York City.
That's the problem. That, you know, I mean, these artificial boundaries that were set up 2 centuries ago, you've got to live with. I mean, what in the world does somebody from Poughkeepsie have to do with somebody from Ithaca? Has somebody from Buffalo has something to do with somebody from New York City?
Oh yeah, the whole state pays for New York City.
I thought it was the other way around.
No. I mean, like, we're paying off all the ridiculous when I was in that geographical area, we were, you know, really paying for any nonsense that New York City pulled. You know, we had to follow the same laws when those laws make no sense for the rest of the state. Because the bulk of New York looks like farmland. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, there's a couple other big cities, but it's nothing compared to like what New York City has to deal with. And so I don't mean that we pay like monetarily. I mean, we would have to pay with our freedoms or laws, whatever goes on in New York City.
Frankly, they should just be cut off.
Yes.
Make their own little state.
Tried twice in New York.
It really would be the best thing for everybody.
Yeah.
Because the states that are more homogenous are going to, you know, be better served by the laws that are created rather than these ones like New York, Los Angeles, New York, LA, Chicago, these places, they're these metros in these largely vacant areas, and they mess everything up.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, 2 more things, if I can. The national platform should be a balanced budget amendment with a presidential line item veto.
A line item veto?
You know,
I The line item veto gives a lot of power to the president, and I don't think I particularly like the idea of a line item veto. Let me propose a counter argument to you, Earl.
Oh, okay.
How about we make it so that, like, 44, I think it's 44 or 46 states of the union, it has to be one issue, one law. So rather than the way that Congress does it, they put a bunch of crap in one law and pass it all at 12 o'clock at night, if it was one issue, one law, then we would be able to have much more of a national conversation about what we liked.
I like that.
I mean, that's just one of the deck chairs on the Titanic we can move around. I think this one should face east as we go down.
Yeah. One last thing. Do you have an old-fashioned email address?
Do I?
The show.
Yeah, you can send it to mark@freetalklive.com.
mark@freetalklive.com.
Yep, okay. Thanks for the call, Earl. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David in Denver. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
All's
hey,
well.
I want to know what your guys' opinion is on personal, not recognizance, but repayment of for crimes and stuff. Restitution? Yeah.
I think restitution is probably the closest thing to real justice out there.
I agree.
So many times in criminal cases, you'll find that there was in my town recently, some guy's dog gets out, kills some other dude's chickens. Mm-hmm. The town fines the guy $100, and that's what happened. I mean, you know, the guy didn't get any new chickens. Mm. The town just fined the dude with the dog $100. It made no sense. Why did the town get $100?
So, Mark, how did you personally repay the person that you murdered?
I didn't. I did time in prison. That was the rule things were at that time.
Do you think it's a good thing to do? What did you do to repay either the person or the family that you murdered?
Well, what do you think I should do? I'm not in contact with them. I mean, do you think that they want me hunting them down?
Somehow, don't you think?
Well, do you want me to hunt them down? What if they don't want to be contacted?
Shouldn't you try and repay them something?
What I've thought about doing is putting together a scholarship in the individual's name.
Thinking about it is one thing. Doing it's another.
Well, I work hard every day to make the world a better place, and I've talked to a lot of kids through a lot of work.
You haven't paid anything back to the person that you murdered.
I spent 9 years in prison. That's what society asked for me.
You didn't pay anyone back. I asked you about personal
responsibility. I've listened to .bit websites. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. You can register a .bit domain today using the inexpensive cryptocurrency, Namecoin. .bit domains are extremely resistant to being shut down or hijacked by governments, corporations, or criminals. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to effortlessly get to your site using your .bit address and our Free Speech Me plugin. Go right now to freespeechme.org.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can, well, you know what? I bet you can't get through. We got two calls on the line, and I really want to discuss what David from Denver had just called in about. But if you want to do, when you do your online shopping, please consider doing it at shop.freetalklive.com. There, you can use a link that Free Talk Live gets a little spiff from. And it's a good amount of money that we're able to get from people going through shop.freetalklive.com to do their Amazon shopping or their Newegg shopping. And it really allows us to be able to, you know, talk about the ideas of liberty further. Now, David called in and suggested that he wanted to know whether what we thought about restitution. We said we liked the idea. And he asked, why didn't I voluntarily hunt down the family of the victim of the crime for which I was incarcerated and attempt to pay them restitution? Here's the reason. First off, I didn't kill anybody. And I didn't know that a killing was going to take place. So it makes me feel like I don't have the responsibility of the person who did do the killing and who knew the killing was going to take place. Was I there? Yes. Should I have reacted differently in talking to the police? Yes. If I had done all those things, I probably wouldn't have spent the time in prison I did. Now, if you read what the police reports say and private investigators say, it'll paint an entirely different picture than what I'm saying right now. And you can come to whatever conclusion you want on these stories. That's up to you to decide for yourself. The other question is how far do I need to go? I mean, it's not like the family tried to get me out of prison so that I could pay them restitution. I mean, I did what was asked of me for this crime. I could take it back. I have new evidence in the case, and, you know, at any point I can take this back and face another trial if that's what I wish to do, and then have my name cleared or not, depending on how the things go in court, waste taxpayers' money, probably $1 million on this, and try to get my name cleared if that's what I want to do. I find that I don't need to do that, that my life is not so bad being a convicted felon. I can't legally possess a gun, but that's really the only, and I can't pass into Canada, but those are the things that really affect my life. I don't want to go after hunt this family down, make them relive whatever the heck it was that they would experience, the terrible, horrifying experiences they had. I don't want to do that to them. I assume if they want something from me, that they'll contact me. I'm pretty easy to find. If you search my name on the internet, I'm the first thing that comes up. If you want to talk to me, please talk to me.
I want to address this, because even if you did, you know, actually do the, you know, commit the murder.
Mm-hmm. The murders get committed and people have committed.
Right.
Them, right.
We are talking about on Free Talk Live. We are talking about providing real restitution, real justice to people that prison does not provide to those who have been injured in whatever fashion. Guess what? No one else is talking about that. Probably on planet Earth, you know what I mean? At least not on the radio. And I think you, you know, Ian, everybody, you know, involved with Free Talk Live is doing so, so much to put an end to injustices that happen on the personal level all the way up to, you know, the world level. No, there's nothing more for you to do, even if you did commit it. There's nothing more.
You know, the caller suggested that I, the fact that I had thought about putting together a scholarship program, the reason I haven't done anything like that is because I don't know what the best thing to do. I don't know what to do. How do I restitute? I have no clue.
Well,
when I talked about the things that I did do that were good, he didn't want to hear anything of them because they didn't have anything to do with it. A scholarship doesn't have anything to do with it either.
Well, I think that caller was a troll, and he was trying to shake you up, but... Has the family actually said what they want?
No, I've never spoken to them. I don't know. I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you who this person's name is. Mm. I don't know anything about him.
Mm.
I mean, I happened to be in a place where somebody got killed. I didn't know what was going on, and I'm sorry.
Mm.
But and if I would have done things differently, I would have never gone to jail. But I did, and that's the way it was. And, you know, I think that when people find out this information, Stephanie, it comes as a shock to them.
Yeah.
Now,
sure.
Different people are going to react to that shock in different ways. David's reaction is completely legitimate in my mind. Now, maybe he's a troll that just wants to mess with Free Talk Live. That's cool. That's fine. Free Talk Live's open to trolls. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. But I also don't want to de-minimize the people who just found out this information, even though this is a crime from 1989, 25 years ago or something. It confronts people each time they hear about it. So... I'm not going to minimize his experience there, but at the same time, if all you want to do is, you know, if you just want me to die, I'm not going to. I've got things to do, and you know, I'm sorry about that. You know, if you want me to die, you're going to have to do what it takes to kill me, and you're going to have to reap the whirlwind on that. And I recommend you not do it,
yeah,
because it's not worth it.
Yeah, I'm really annoyed by this because, you know, I've killed people. And because I did it with a flag on my arm, you know, like that's cool, that's okay. No, it's not okay. You know, and what can I do about it? The only thing I can do is do my best to bring down an absolutely tyrannical, homicidal government.
Yeah.
And you're doing the same thing.
You should hunt down the relatives of the people that you killed on the battlefield.
Yeah, right.
Make it good to them. Let's talk to Ken in Illinois. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I'm calling to see if what your opinion is of the Native American tribes, the Cherokee.
The Six Nations?
Yeah, the Cherokee Nation, how that could be a basis for an actual minarchist society.
The Cherokee Nation? News about them? Because I'm not familiar with it.
I don't believe there was any new news, but I was just wondering if that could be the basis of a decent minarchist government.
Well, tell us more about how the Cherokee Nation works.
Well, from what I understand, they had, I think, six different tribes that could all vote on what would happen to all of them, but there was no binding resolutions. If somebody didn't want to, they didn't have to.
That doesn't sound much like a government. It sounds like a consensus being decided among different tribes.
Because
with a government, you can't opt out.
Well, that's not the definition of a government. A government is more defined as an organization that protects of protection. So, yes, generally, governments.
I thought it was governance.
What's that?
Governance, not protection.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you go look at definitions of these things, I don't think a government is, you're not going to probably not find the term can't opt out in that.
Okay. Well, when I hear minarchist government, I think can't opt out, but you probably wouldn't want to because it's a benevolent kind of ruler. Is that what you're thinking of? I mean, this seems like a totally different than any Western government, right? Because they're actually using consensus to make decisions and people are able to opt out. And the resolutions are not binding, whereas in the Western world, you don't see that.
Well, my main point was, would that be a decent government for, a libertarian, an anarchist, something, someone that doesn't believe in governments, would that be a decent place to start?
I don't think it's a government, but I think it's a decent organization for a group of people. I mean, it's a decent way to live, I suppose, or to make decisions, but I don't think it's a government.
What it comes down to, for me, what would make a government good and, the right way to go is if people can opt out and do their own thing. If you can opt out and do your own thing, then you have a system where it allows for personal freedom. Because inside of a system, you don't get to decide how other people operate their business, but you can decide whether or not you do business with that organization. And that's really what it comes down to. If I don't want your education system, on local levels, much of town budget goes to education. If I don't want your education system, I shouldn't have to pay for it. And I should be able to opt out and provide my own education for my children, my family, or me.
I completely agree.
Again, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's see if we can get Eric in here real quick. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, about the call from David, you were saying you thought his call or his reaction was justified, and I don't think it's justified. Now, it may be expected from a lot of people out there, but that doesn't necessarily justify it.
Okay, why is that?
But to get to the point, in a society that's going by a rule of law, it's going to be whatever justice system they set up. That is the one to decide what the restitution should be, okay? And in a case where they decide, okay, the restitution is to spend time in jail, nine years or whatever, then that's what it is. They could instead say, okay, rather than spend 9 years in prison, why don't you spend 9 years over here plowing this field for these people or whatever?
Right,
but they can't really expect you to do both. I mean, you can't do restitution required from the justice system, and then also, do what everybody else wants you to do. So,
right.
Anyway, I think you gave an appropriate answer, and I appreciate the show.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate it. You can find us at freetalklive.com. In the meantime, we'll be back in 21 hours. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's been Mark
and Brian
and Stephanie.
Thanks.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBend.com. Nutrition.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.